He will guide you into all truth. Let's talk about truth. And the last one is the Gospel according to Luke chapter 16 and verse 11. It said, "If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous manner, who will commit to you trust the true riches?" So it's unrighteous mammon, and the opposite is the true riches. I said, maybe we read one more verse. Gospel according to John, chapter 4, verse 24. It said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." And I want to share about the truth. I think I want to share 3 points. One is to know the truth, and one is to discern the truth, and the last one is to experience the truth. I think in Chinese, there is a term called 真, or 真理, maybe you heard that. Okay. That's in Chinese, one term, but in English, there are 2 words. One is called true, one is called real. They are similar. But some people say that there's some subtle difference between these 2 words. This is for real, normally means some objective things, like the tree is real. Okay. And for true, sometimes applies to abstract things, just like how the story is true. And when I searched the Bible, I said for King James Version, I found that there's no word called real. They're only true. And when I searched some other Bible verses, English Bible verses, then I found rarely people use real. And even occasionally people use real, and when you look into the Greek version, I found the word the same as true. So that's why we put together. In my opinion, true sometimes means there's someone or something is true, but once you experience it, that means real. So we put it together. I think when we talk about true and real, I think there are different perspectives. First, I think we've seen if you talk about the machine that can run forever, you know that is not real because it's only in human's imagination. And sometimes when you talk about Superman, we know that's not real. It's just in the movie it's not real. But for this physical world, because your physical eye, you can see that. You think, oh, that is real. I think this is one level of real. But however, Bible tells us there's another level. The spiritual world is also so real. So like an angel, angels, they are real. So Satan is so real. So lots of times I was reminded of the verse, you know, the Satan is like a rolling lion walking here and there. Okay, look here. Is Satan here? Is Satan there? We see? No. But I think if God opened our spiritual eyes, we'll feel that Satan is so real. And so, let's say in the Old Testament, I think in the 2 Kings, I think in chapter 6, they talk about the prophet Elisha. And Elisha was surrounded by an enemy's army and the horse and the chariots. And that's so real. So that's why Elisha's servant saw that with his physical eyes. And he was scared. But then Elisha prayed to the Lord, open his eyes so that he can see the spiritual world. So you can see the horses and the chariots of fire. That's heavenly things. So once our spiritual eyes are opened, we know that the spiritual world is also so real. You know, another level. So lots of times before the Bible study, Bible study meeting, we pray to the Lord, "Oh Lord, may you open our eyes." So this open our eyes is different from that Elisha asked God to open the servant's eyes. I think that's to see a spiritual world is so real. But when we pray to the Lord, when we read the Bible, we open our spiritual eye, that means something deeper. Open our inner eye so we can see some real things. And so that's why lots of brothers, they say, oh, the spiritual world is more real than this world. I think on one hand, that means lots of things have happened in this world, and actually the real reason is from another world, is from the spiritual world. So that's why it's more real than this world. I think another meaning, that means that spiritual world is actually in our, what we can see in our face is more real. And for example, when we talk about face, Hebrews chapter 11 talk about face is the assurance of the things hoped for. It's the conviction of the things not seen. I think for this assurance, assurance not means something you cannot see. It might be in future, but it's so real. This word actually means substance, substantial. That means something so solid that you can stand on, so that it's real. Someone said it's just like a seed. The seed, a living seed, even the tree is not there. But for you, when you see the seed, to you, the tree is so real because you see that in faith, so it is real. And talk about this assurance or the, for this word, it also means just like the receipt. When you go to a store, furniture store, to buy furniture, and you pay the money, and they give you a receipt. But however, the furniture will be at your home in 1 month. But during that time, because of that receipt, you know you paid the money, and you know the furniture will come. So even though you cannot see the furniture, but by face, you know that the furniture is so real, as though it's already in the home. So this is something. In faith, you see something. That's with your inner eyes. So let's say Abraham. Abraham said, Abraham saw, I think by faith, saw the city, the heavenly city, with foundations. Even though the city is not there, but it's so real for him. So this is more real than the current world, because we know the current world will pass away. And that city, even though it's not there yet, but it's so real in his face. So we talk about another level. And furthermore, when we talk about the real, and I think there's a Chinese saying, I don't know whether you heard that or not, 我们不求天长地久,只求曾经拥有. For English, means, we do not pursue the things enduring as long as the sky and the heaven. But we should pursue, that this is not correct saying, we should pursue things that we can really possess, even for just a little while. Because you really possess it, you think that's real, but I think according to the Bible, that's not really real, because we can use illustration. For example, for a soap bubble. Soap bubble is real, right? It's a real material, it's a bubble. But however, the meaning means fantasy, it means illusion. So, let's say if the bubble is broken, the material is there, it's still existing, but you know it's not real, because the meaning behind it, the dream, is gone. So, that means this is not so real. We always talk about the bubble, that means it's not real, it's just a fantasy. And there's another saying said, seeing is believing, but as hearing is not believing, seeing is believing. So we see if something we can see that is so real, but actually it might not be true. For example, with an astronomical telescope, you can look into the sky and see some stars. It's very far away. How far away? Maybe it's 3 light years away. That means the light travel from there to the Earth, it takes 3 years. So when you saw the star, you think it's so real, but you didn't know that 1 year ago it exploded. So actually, it's no longer there, but you can see it. But you just see the image. Actually, you see the image, that's the situation that's 3 years ago. But you think that's so real. But it's not real. Actually, the star itself is gone already. So we only see some image. So this reminds us that what is real, if something can last forever, if something eternal, that is something real. So, if something has eternal value, then that's something real, and that's worth to pursue. So, but however, the Satan lots of times asks us to, just to pursue for something temporal, but that's not real. So now we know the real thing is more spiritual, and the real thing that can last forever. But we have to be clear for one thing. And in the Bible, it said, this world will pass away. The Bible also said, the heaven and earth will pass away. So that does not mean, let's say, does not mean the anger is more real than the tree. That does not mean for the word will all disappear. And we see all the mountains and waters, all they were passed away? No. I think that means the old world will pass away. So for the sky and heaven, even in eternity, we know there's still be new heaven and new earth. But that's a renewed heaven and earth. So even though the Bible said they are dissolved, but that does not mean they disappear. So it is still still existing. So when we say this world will pass away, and when we say the spiritual world is more real, does not mean the angel is more real. All these worlds, I say mountains or these things, they might exist forever. Just like for our human being. And sometimes we say, oh, we try to be more godly and more spiritual. But some brothers said, you can never be a spirit. Your body will always be body. But however, in the eternity, your body will be a spiritual and a glorious body, but it's still body. It cannot be a spirit. Because just like in the hymn and we sang, and according to Romans chapter 8, all creation, they will be renewed into a glorious situation that will last forever. And because currently all creation, they are under the bondage of corruption. I think this corruption means the current world system, which is controlled by Satan. But this corruption will pass away. But however, all the creation, they will be renewed, and they are so real, and even in eternity, very real. So we have a little bit idea about what is real. And to be more clear, we'll talk about the Bible, talk about God. Because God said, let God be found true, and man be found a liar. That does not only mean God will not lie. I think that means the nature of the God. The nature of God is true. The nature of God is real. It stands through the test of not only time. It stands through the test of eternity. And also, his son, Jesus, claimed, I'm the truth. In Chinese, when we translate from Chinese, sometimes we add some meaning. Because for Chinese, the truth means 真理. So when you add a li there, in my first sight, I saw that's some true or correct theory. Just like 1 + 1 = 2, that's 真理. But Jesus said, I'm the truth. It does not mean that. I think Jesus said, I'm the truth means I'm the only real one. All the other things, they're just a fantasy. They're just a shadow. If you gain me, you gain everything. If you're not giving me everything you gain, that's unreal. So Jesus said, I am the real, I'm true, I'm the real. And not only that, and the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth, and will guide us into truth. How to explain that? Let's see, in the Bible, we talk about God's words. See, God's words is sweeter than honey. And this is a sentence. You say, oh, God's words is sweeter than honey. Can you feel that? If the Holy Spirit works in you, while you're reading Bible, you can really feel, spiritually you can feel, oh, God's word is so sweet. It's not a physical sweet, it's just spiritual sweet. You can feel the spiritual feeling is so sweet. So sweeter than the honey because Holy Spirit works in you. So, when we judge whether something is true, is real or not, God is the only standard. We should have the vision, have God's eye, God's vision to judge whether something is true, real or not. And also, because of this sentence, said God is true, and because God, the Bible said God is spirit, so spirit is true. And a man and a liar, because soul, we have spirit, we have soul, and we have body. And the soul represents human beings. So that means, compare with spirit and soul, we should dig into the spirit, the level of spirit, to know what is real. So now we have some idea about what is real. And then we talk about to discern the truth, the real, the truth. Several weeks ago, I got a phone call. It's from an express delivery company. And they say, oh, we find you sent something to China. There's a package. However, some Chinese government office said that in such a package, there are 5 passports. Okay, then I told them, I never did that. I never sent such a package to China. Okay, they say, oh, someone counterfeit your name. So you need to report to the police authority. Okay, so they say, we will transfer you to some political security office. And later, I realized, oh, that's a phone call fraud. And thank the Lord, I didn't give, you know, information, you know, to them, right? And then, but you know, then later I realized that. But at the beginning, I was not aware of that, right? And I was also nervous. What something happened? And so this reminded me, even a human being can deceive you so easily. So Satan can deceive us very easily, use some force, some faking things to deceive. A long time ago, I like to watch some magic show. I think maybe over 20 years ago. Oh, that's a magic show, so interesting. And later on, I was reminded, you know, from magician, right? They are just human beings. They still can deceive you, right? And even, but however, the same magician cannot deceive magician. They all know each other. But however, there's some top level magician, even their trick, the other magician, they do not know that. So that means human being can deceive human beings so easily, right? Mm-hmm. So Satan is more easily to deceive us, to use false things. There are lots of false teaching. Once I read a book, that book talked about the heresies in mainland China. Heresies in mainland China, I think that book had hundreds of pages. And I just read from first page to the last page. I could not remember maybe tens of hundreds of these heresies. Okay, so I got some impression, 2 things. The first impression is, I think some of the heresies, so unsound, such unsound things, how come people will believe? But then I found, because Satan behind. If Satan is behind it, we should never underestimate Satan's tricks, Satan's power, Satan's wisdom. Another thing is, there are so many heresies, right? If I know this one, then maybe tomorrow a new one will come. So what's the way to discern that? Oh, then I was reminded of the bank. In a bank, how they train an employee to know which bill is true and which bill is the counterfeit one. And they just let you folks, not on these false ones. They just let you folks are the real money, the true money. If you are more familiar with the true money, and it's more easy for you to discern, you know, which one is true, which one is false. So there's a hymn, I think, I talk about know more about Jesus. Something, I forgot how to sing it. Know more about Jesus. Would I know something like that? More about Jesus. Would I know something like that? Yeah. So the way is to know more and more Jesus, because only He is the truth. If you know more about Jesus, and then you can tell, you know, which one is true, which one is not true. And not only that, what's Satan's trick? I think in the Bible tells us what's the opposite of truth. We know opposite of truth is like a false, something like that. But in the Bible, there's another thing. In the Bible, in the Romans chapter 1, it talks about people will suppress or hold the truth in unrighteousness. In Romans chapter 2, it talks about lots of people, they would rather obey the unrighteousness than the truth. How come these can be opposite, right? And unrighteousness, the opposite, it should be the righteousness. How come to be the truth? How come these are opposite pairs? And then I think about that. The first, on one hand, because I say truth, assume truth. 1 + 1 = 2, that's truth. But Satan lots of times tells you, no. 1 + 1 can be 3 also. 3 can be also right. You know, there's a saying that if there's a lie, if the lie is spread for 1,000 times, then it will become what?
Truth,
right? Yeah, just like if you are powerful enough, if you're strong enough, even something is wrong, even something is immoral, and you can make it moral and right. There's another saying, famous saying, I think that's by a politician in maybe 100 years ago, it's from Germany. I said, what is truth? The truth is within the range of artillery. So that means, yeah, if you have power, if you're powerful enough, right? If you're smart enough, you can make these wrong things truth. I think maybe 10 years ago in China, you know, some people working in government, they just have some idea. They say in inland China, we should build a big city of casino. For that city, there are some casinos. But why? Because human being has such a desire to gamble. Yeah, so we would rather, you know, to earn this money. Otherwise, they will go to Macau, right? okay. So it's better to we have such the city, there are lots of casinos, so that we can earn more money. Because if human being has such a desire, that means they have some reason. If they have some good reason, that means something is reasonable and something makes sense and something is right. So that's nowadays, Satan lots of times, change something. You think something is wrong. It changes the Satan give you lots of reason. And, oh, that's right. Oh, it's actually a liar. It's a lie, but eventually become truth. Just like in North America, we talk about homosex, right? It said a long time ago, human beings, they find that that's a shame. But now, lots of people, they think that's a proud. You cannot believe, just like in the United States. In the United States, they said, I think recently, over 60% of the citizens, they think homosex is okay. But you know, in Canada years ago, there's a law said that as long as in any public place, if anyone you can see homosex is seen, you are against the law. So this is so terrible, right, compared with 10 years ago. Because because even lots of so-called the specialists of theology, they're so-called specialists of theology, they said, what, homosex is okay. According to the Bible, it's not that bad. It's okay. God doesn't say that it's not. You should not do that. So Satan nowadays, they fought lots of unrighteous things, but Satan said, oh, it's okay. It's a truth. And on another hand, because Satan always said, God loves people, right? Oh, homosex, that's fine. Because God is love. God loves everyone. Okay, so it's fine. Yeah, because a human being likes to hear that, right? And God is true. God lots of time tell the truth. Tell Eden, don't eat that fruit. If you eat that fruit, you will die, right? Because God loves you. So that's why God tell you the truth. But the Satan knows what human being like to hear. And say, oh, it's okay. And in the ending, days, and according to 2 Timothy, it said that nowadays human beings' ear, we turn away from God's truth, and we turn aside to what? To the fables. Yeah. So Satan knows exactly what we like. If you like, Satan gives you some good reason, and then something becomes truth, and actually it's immoral and unrighteousness. And there's another dangerous thing, I feel. We know in human beings' history, there are several great migrations. For example, once humans were in the farm fields, but then they migrated to factory, right? So because of the industrial revolution. Nowadays, there's another way, or there's another round, migration. That's from real world to virtual world. That's very dangerous. Science and technology, that's neutral. But Satan can use that. For example, before the science and technology mostly help human beings to extend our body parts. Just like because we have washing machine, so extend our hands, right? Because we have cars, so extend our legs. Because we have the telescope, microscopes, and a radar, so we extend our eyes and ears. And we have a speaker, so that's why we extend our mouth. But now, the science and technology, they try to extend our brain. So, that's for example. Now, later, you don't need to, if you want to go to Hawaii, you don't need to go to Hawaii. And because of the virtual reality, okay? You do not need to go there, and if you want that, okay, and with such a technology, later, you do not need to physically go there, and you can be satisfied, you know, as if you went there because of the virtual reality. And so your brain will be satisfied. So that means our soul will be satisfied. So Satan do something so to attract us. Just so that our soul will be satisfied. And we know this world, we know this visible world is created by God. And God created this world, the purpose, one of the purposes is for human beings to know He is the creator. He is the one behind it. So just like in Romans chapter 1, how do you know God? Because even through the creation, you know that God is the creator, God behind it. But God doesn't want us to focus on these physical world. God wants us to focus on the one who created that. But what is virtual reality? Virtual reality is created by human beings. I mean, technology itself is neutral. But there's some danger. You know, the human being can create this virtual reality. It's not real, but it's virtually real. So human beings will be more proud of ourselves. And the human beings will be farther away from God. Because it's not a visible world. It's a virtual world. So, one thing is very true. Only the spirit, you know, sometimes we pursue the satisfaction of our body. Sometimes we pursue the satisfaction of our soul. And only the spirits. Only our spirit is satisfied. That is the real satisfaction. Sometimes your spirit is satisfied. In the same time, your soul or your body may be satisfied. That's fine. But sometimes your spirit cannot be satisfied. Only your soul and body be satisfied. That's not a real satisfaction. So God wants us to dig into the spiritual level. The level of spirits. Only our spirit is satisfied. That's a real satisfaction. But Satan is doing something to satisfy our soul, satisfy our body. Then, also we know Satan's work, and we know God's work. How God deal with that? And God give us His words. Quoted the Bible, Psalm 119. That's the longest psalm. That's a one verse set. The sum of God's word is what? The sum of God's word is true. So, because God's word is true, God knows Satan will do lots of things. But God is true, so His word is true. Yeah, if you're familiar with His word, then you can discern these Satan's work. Unfortunately, there was a survey 3 to 4 years ago. There was a survey. It's for United States. Okay. They say they have a survey to adults. If you're adults, then they ask you a question. If you claim to be a Christian, okay, then only 17 out of 100, they said that we regard the Bible as the absolute standard. That means most Christians, they claim to be Christian, but they don't think the Bible is the absolute standard. So that's so dangerous. That means most Christians, they don't think the Bible or God's word is so real in their real life. Yeah, this is in our, you know, if applied to our real life, that's not so real. So we do not think that's an absolute standard. That's very, very dangerous. So that's why in the Bible said that the Bible, the scriptures are inspiration of God. So for new believers, we know that. But in the Bible, it occurs in Paul's letters. And that's his last stage. So why? Because Paul has such a feeling now in the ending times, and the people, they do not respect God's word. They emphasize God's word, scriptures, Bible. That's the inspiration of God. Only that is true. So this is the first thing God gives us. And another thing is life. Life. In the Bible, we can see there's lots of false things. That's false prophets, and false brothers, and false Christ. But there is no such thing as called a false life. Because life is always true. So that's just like, how can you tell something true or not true? Let's say in this world, when he grows up, when he was very young, he cannot tell. But when he grows up, he is more capable to tell the truth or the wrongs or the wrong things. That's because his life grows. That means his life grows. So that's why life is very important. There was a leading brother in Seattle. There is a leading brother in Seattle. He said, once he shared his experience in his book, I read that book, and according to my memory, it talks about in one conference, Christian conference. It's a very important Christian conference. Then, one sister had some very abnormal behaviors. And they claimed to be demon-possessed. Oh, then that leading brother. Even that leading brother, he was very nervous. Then he asked another brother, senior brother, Brother Kong. At the time, maybe Brother Kong. My brother Kong, maybe in his 80s or 90s. I do not know. And that Brother Kong, he has a very experienced life. He has a very mature life. When we heard that leading brother describe the situation, he just immediately said, okay, that's not true. He said, it's a counterfeit. Okay, then eventually the proof that sister pretended to be demon-possessed for some reason. And is that leading brother said, you know, I'm a Christian for a long time, right? But my life is still not that mature to discern these things. Another senior brother, so because his life is more experienced, so the life can tell, because there is no such thing called a false life. There are false teaching, false prophets, false Christ, false brothers, nothing called a life. So we need to grow in Christ, our life. And the third thing is the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, in the Bible said, Holy Spirit is the Lord's anointing. The Holy Spirit teaches everything, and the teach is true, it's not a lie, according to 1 John chapter 2. So that's why the brothers nowadays, the senior brothers, they always encourage brothers and sisters, say, you should absolutely do remember to have a good relationship with Holy Spirit. That means you need to train your spirit so that could cooperate with Holy Spirit. In church history, long time ago, there are some saints. They just every day they spend time fellowshipping with God. And they live in desert. Today we do not need to live in desert. But they live in desert, so they train their spirit. So the spirit is so sharp. So when they come out from desert, okay, when they see some people, lots of people, they do not know these people, right? They shake hands with that people and talk maybe one sentence, two sentences. They know your spiritual situation. They know if you say something, if you lie, they know immediately you're lying. Because their spirit was very sharp. Because they train how to feel the Holy Spirit's guidance. Okay, they train their spirits. Their spiritual intuition is very sharp. So you can tell whether this is Satan's work or it's not Satan's work. And so this is to discern the truth. And the last is to experience or enter into the truth. I think how to enter into the truth, one of the things is we should have an eagerness to experience the truth. Because now in this world, lots of things that are not true that we are very interested in. So that's why Paul, in his book, in his letter to Philippians, chapter 4, he said there are lots of positive things you need to think on, not of. Let's suggest things are lovely things and pure things and lots of things. But which one ranked the first? It's true. Because you need to think on these things are true, of an just and a lovely and a pure and honorable, these kinds of things. So this is important. So we should think on, we should have strong interest in the true things. I shared a long time ago, I like to see these magic ships, right? They're very interesting. But one day, just God reminded me, why you are so interested in these kind of things? I said, that's very interesting. See, because these things are faking, see, these are not real. Why are you so interested in? So from that time on, I just stopped. I think that's maybe over 10 years. Yeah, I forgot. I just stopped, you know, because I didn't watch TV for a long time, but sometimes I pay a visit to some brother, sister, or maybe some seniors. When they are watching TV, they are watching magic show. Okay, I was interested. But from that time on, I just stopped. I say, oh yeah, that's not a real thing. Why am I so interested? I should I've spent more time thinking on these real things, these things which are true. Yeah. But nowadays, human beings like these untrue things. Because why? One thing is because they're funny, another because they are effective. You know, in mainland China, lots of seniors, they like the health supplements. You know, the health supplements, they like that. They know that lots of them, they are of little help and little use, and they're very expensive. But however, they like to buy that. And the children also. The children like to buy these things for their parents. You know that? They say, we do not buy these things. We do not buy these supplements. We just buy their faith. Because even though they, let's say, scientifically, they are not so useful, but however, psychologically, they are comforted by these health supplements. So they say, well, we live by faith for their parents. Then I tell them, that's not a real faith. That's not real. This is, human beings like something so effective, even if it's not true. But God insists on the truth. He never compromised truth. Oh, something's more effective. No, God always true. But human beings like these things, funny and effective. So this, to enter into the truth, and we should have evenness. So now we share something on the Bible verse we read. That's Luke chapter 16. Let's talk about. There's a story, or there's a parable about unrighteous steward. But we should be careful. It is said that, yeah, that steward is unrighteousness and immoral. But then when they mention about money, it mentioned about it's not said immoral money. It said unrighteous money. What's the opposite of unrighteous money? It is said it's the real money. So that's interesting. So what means, so God said, so sometimes we pay much attention and we pursue the money. To earn money is right, no problem. We know the real money is in heaven, right? Heavenly treasure. But when we live in this world, we need to earn money in this world. But it's okay. But here, what it means, unrighteous money compared with real money. It's not just compared with the heavenly treasure. It'll tell you some money we earn is righteous money. Some money we earn is unrighteous money. Lots of time, this unrighteous money, it is still moral. So if you know some money is immoral, then you know, oh, I should not earn that money. But here it tells some money is unrighteous. So one thing I need to talk about mammon. So when it's unrighteousness, the word is used, mammon. So let's say, for example, okay, say this is the time to have church gathering. You're supposed to to worship the Lord. But now this is the time you have some business or let you earn lots of money. And then you struggle, I should earn money or I should go to church. Oh, this is a chance. Maybe for 10 years only such a chance to earn money. Go to church. Every week I can go to church. So maybe you say, oh, I just, this Sunday I try to do this business. So this is unrighteous money. It is moral. You see, immoral. Yeah, you know, I worked hard and I worked honestly. It's moral. I didn't deceive. I didn't use false things to cheat. Okay, but in God's eye, if anything is conflict with the money behind which is the true God, then that is unrighteousness. So God wants us to have a heart, want us to think on these the real thing, the true thing, the true money and the true thing. Yeah. And how to enter into that, I think also God gave us the treasure. And one is also Bible. So you through Bible, you can enter into the reality. The Bible, lots of people, we mentioned lots of people, they don't treat Bible as their absolute standard. And there's another hymn. You heard a hymn called Holy, Holy, Holy. You heard that, right? Okay, with the same melody, there's another hymn. So this melody talks about it's hard at the, it's harder at the end, the word to testify. Yeah, the same melody, right? That means the ending time, God's word, is very hard to testify, right? Because we are not right person. Okay, God's word is true, but you know, through us, it cannot be testified. But we should have a heart. God's word is true, will lead us into the truth. So God is looking for some vessel in this ending dangerous age to testify his word is true. For example, a long time ago, before I stepped out for full-time, learned to serve the Lord full-time, at that time, I think for several years, I taught for afternoon school. But I, you know, each year I need to have enough students, right, to cover the cost and to make a living. But one summer, oh, I found that there's no new kids. Then I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, do you want me to do something else? Or do you want me to step out to serve you? Or there's some parents, some good idea. Should I cooperate with that parents? And then God gave me the Bible verse. The Bible verse is also 2 Kings. Interesting. Talk about 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 3. It talks about you cannot see the rain and the wind, but however, in the valley will be full of water. Okay, God, this is your word, right? Your word is true. But I waited until summer almost over. There's still new students, right? I have less students. You know, if I didn't have enough students, I cannot make a living. Okay, then I pray to the Lord, but then no new student. And for some school district, the school already started. No new student. And in the last several days, suddenly, 8 students. I don't know where they come from. And I said, how you know me? How you know me? Oh, they say, oh, because of my neighbor. My neighbor's friend. Da, 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 da. So, I know. That's God give me. At the last moment, God give me these eight students. Then I can earn enough money. Right? But, you know, because God's test my faith. So, to enter into the truth, the first thing is you have to have faith in God's word. Even though I said, God, I want to step out to serve you full time, but at the time my faith was still so little. But God said, his word is true, even for the last moment. Because I wait until the last moment, God proved his word is true. And also, I think even longer, over 20 years, maybe over 20 years ago, about 20 years ago. And at that time, I had a quarrel with my parents. And I was so angry. And I just said, if you keep on doing that, I will never call you again. At that time, I was in Texas. I was already in San Francisco area. But they were in China. I said, I will never call you again if you keep on doing that. Okay. And then I read the Bible. Oh, Ephesians chapter 6. You shouldn't honor your father. Honor your mother. Call them. But I didn't want to. I said, if I call them, they will be quarrel. There will be chaos. I don't want to call them. But the Bible word is there. You should honor your father and mother. At that moment, that means you need to call them. And then I just obey God's word. I just call them. unexpectedly, there's no quarrel. Everything's so smooth. and the problem is solved. So God's word is so real. If you follow God's word, God will lead you into the reality. And not only that, and also Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth, will guide you into all the truths. Let's say that I always want to use that example. That example, there was a, in the university, there was a dorm, and one Christian, one young youngster, you know, living. And he has two roommates. But this Christian youngster, he was very clean and tidy. But however, his roommates all played basketball and went to the dorm and just throw the basketball shirt there and the smells. Oh, and then he cannot tolerate. He said, how come? I have to pray to the God. God, let these two guys go away. But God didn't answer, right? And so, you know, in the Bible it said that you should leave each other. You should love each other. Bible is true. God's word is true. You should love each other. Also, because he is a Christian, so he is alive. He is Christ's life. Christ's life is love. But he said, how come I cannot experience a reality? I definitely cannot love them. I don't want them to go away. I cannot love them. God's word is there, and the life is there. He still cannot experience the reality. Then Holy Spirit started work. The Holy Spirit touched him. Said, wash clothes for them. He said, what? I don't want to let them go away. How come I need to wash clothes for them? But the Holy Spirit said, wash clothes for them. Eventually, he obeyed. He obeyed, and then he started to wash clothes for them. And maybe 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, suddenly, he changed. He felt these two classmates, they're so lovely. Why? How comes before I hate them? Now I do not know. Suddenly, I just changed. I love them. They're not so bad. So that means the Holy Spirit will lead you into reality. The Holy Spirit only wants you to do the outer things. And the Holy Spirit, as long as you obey, and the Holy Spirit will lead you into the inner change. That's the reality. And then you can experience what is love, how you love others. And I think that, you know, we have faith and obey. Faith in God's word, what God has done. And obey is to follow the Holy Spirit. We need to obey. And we need to be obedient. Lots of times we encounter difficulties. And we suffer. And sometimes maybe tribulation. But the important thing is not only just to pray to the Lord. Oh, Lord, you move that away. If you move that away, oh, then you praise to the Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, you're so powerful. Move difficult away. But maybe you do not experience the reality. And sometimes during such a suffering or tribulation, and as long as you surrender, you say, I obey, Lord, your will is always good. Then, unexpectedly, you will experience some inner things. You will experience inner endurance, the inner patience, the inner love, something like that. So God, normally God uses these experiences, use these environments, to let you experience the reality. But sometimes, because we don't want to obey, we say, God, just take that away. Okay, I pray to you. I don't want the disease. I do not want this this environment. Oh, God. But, yeah, God might change your environment. But you might lose the chance to experience the spiritual reality. And the last thing I want to time already there because I, you know, some of it might be words I want to share, but I just want to point to the last point is the worship, because I think the truths relate to worship very much, and because we read the verse John chapter 4 verse 24, God wants us to worship Him in spirits. Truth. Spirit is the organ you use to worship Him. It's not our heart. Someone said, oh, we use our heart to worship God. No, that's wrong. Spirit is the organ. Worship it, or the vessel. It's an instrument to worship the God. It's not heart. But what do we mean by truth? You see in the Bible, Romans, also in Romans chapter 1. This said that human beings exchange the truth of God to lie, to worship these creations rather than the Creator himself. So that's it. To know the truth is very important. If we do not know the truth, our worship is not right. Sometimes the object is not right. Now we will not make such a mistake. But the quality. You know more about what is true, and the quality of the worship, enhanced. So also we talk about the unrighteous money. It's called mammon. It only occurs in the Bible, Matthew and Luke. And once the mammon occurred in that story, that unrighteous steward story. Another time, either in both in the Matthew and the Luke, they talk about you serve the God or you serve mammon. So mammon happened at this time. So mammon means what? Someone said Satan. That's Satan's trick. Satan used mammon to steal our worship. Yeah, so if you money itself is neutral, but if you love money, but if you put your money at a higher place than God, and then become mammon. And at that time, when the worship can be stolen by mammon. So that's to say, it's very related, true or false, it's very related to the worship. So what mean by worship the Lord in spirit and in truth? But in Chinese version, I also think that the translation is not very correct. It said, 用心灵和诚实敬拜他. It's not a xinling, it's just a ling. It's not heart and spirit, just a spirit, just a spirit. And we always talk about it because spirit, the truth, is spirit level. It's more than soul level. Lots of times we just worship God in our soul level. It's not a truth. The truth is the spirit. That's the right instrument. What do you mean by truth? It's not 诚实. 诚实 means sincere, honest. Oh, we worship the Lord honestly. We are sincerely. No. Truth means God, means Christ. Jesus said, I am the truth. What do you mean by worship God in spirit and in truth? That means worship God in spirit and in Christ. Only Christ can please God. Nothing else can please God. Only Christ can please God. When you worship the Lord, only that part is received by God. And now maybe we have, when we worship the Lord, maybe 70% is Christ and 30% is ourselves. God only accept the 70%. That is to say, how to please the Lord more by our worship, we need to increase the portion of Christ in us. So we have more Christ in us, then the worship is more real. So I think that's what I want to share about the truth, is to know the truth. We have some idea about the truth, and the truth at the different level. The most important is the level we should dig into, the level of spirits, and only God is true. The second, we should know Satan's also work, but to discern the truth, only God is true. His spirit, his life, his word is true, and how to experience the truth. And also, we have faith in His word, and we obey the spirits, and that all represents Christ Himself. As we have more Christ in us, we can please God more. Okay, that's the message. How long to it? Okay, let's have a new prayer. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you so much. We thank you for your wonderful salvation. We thank you that you gather us today here so that we can worship you. Oh, Lord, to worship you is the entire meaning of our life. Lord, you save us for the purpose to worship you. Oh, Lord, so let us know more about your truth. Lord, we know that in this ending age, there's so many false things. Lord, give us a spirit of discernment so that we can discern the truth, and also we can experience the truth, so that we can worship you, so that we can please you more. all depend on your grace. Lord, we ask for your grace. We ask for your mercy for this generation.
Amen.
We pray
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry, for that message. Is there anyone that's here that's for the first time here for the first time? Do you?
No? No?
No? Going once?
Second time.
So, okay. Excellent. Any announcements? Oh. Now, high school, middle school, college students meet on Fridays at 7:30 of the Daddy College Student. Sunday school classes on Zechariah.